There are moments in our lives that changes our viewpoint. Like, be a new car, a new job, birth of a child, or a new relationship. But for Tony, it was an omelet. On Saturday mornings, Tony and his mom would have breakfast. His dad was a construction worker, so he worked on Saturdays. So she would fix him an egg and cheese omelet. And it would catch up on their lives. They would share stories. She would remind him how it was when she was a child, playing with her friends. He would share with her how he played with his friends at school. It's a moment in life and time for Tony he just wouldn't forget. An omelet with cheese, sharing with mom every Saturday. One summer, they went down south for family reunion. They all staying in a hotel. It was Tony's first time. They all went down for breakfast. Tony went to get something to eat. It was his first time going to an omelet bar. His eyes were wide open. The omelets had more than just cheese in them. His imagination just flowed. Different types of cheese, onions, meat that can go inside of it. He was shocked when they told him you can have all you want in your omelet. It changed his viewpoint. His taste buds were alive. Food stimulated him, made him wonder what's going on in other places. Were the other people eating over there? It stuck with him as he grew up. Any chance he had to travel, he traveled. Met different people, saw different cultures, tried different foods all over the world. Changed his viewpoint on life. He realized that what we have in common is each other, humanity. We may eat different things, may speak differently, wear different types of clothing, but we're all the same. That changed his life. He had more respect for humanity. That's how he raised his kids, to travel, to experience life, to find their omelet. Life-changing moments that come to us every day. Things that we can relate to, things that connect us. In our gospel today, we hear two things that we all can connect with, that we all have in our lives. One, baptism. Two, the Holy Spirit. As believers in Christ, those of us are confirmed to have the Holy Spirit. The two things the scripture is talking about, John the Baptist, baptized with water, and Jesus, baptized with the Holy Spirit. Our baptism forgives us of our sin, our past, puts it behind us. The Holy Spirit, the gifts that gives us to deal with our present and takes us into our future, the Holy Spirit. And here we are, the first day in Advent and the second Sunday of Advent. In a world the church calls us to, look at our lives and reflect. What are we doing? Sometimes things in life clutters up our world. Allow us not to see clearly. The walls of our world close in on us. And we can't forget, fall short. But here we are in Advent, reflecting on what to do, together as baptized believers, filled with the Holy Spirit, equipped to deal with this. We're trying to find our way. For those that camp a lot, and hike. There's a technique that's used called dead reckoning. Dead reckoning is when you're in a field or in a valley with a lot of trees you can't see for a great distance. You take your compass out and shoot your direction in which you want to go. And your dead reckoning is you look at a mountain or a large tree, and you kind of keep them in your vision, you kind of walk in a general direction. This way you have to look down at your compass all the time. It kind of keeps you on the straight and narrow. But now and then you got to pick your head up, check your compass. Dead reckoning. They pick two things out in your field that will not move, like a mountain or a big, large tree. The church calls us to that during this Advent season, to reflect and to focus, to stay close to God. It calls us to look at some things in our lives. We can use that reckoning to keep us focused, to keep us going straight towards God. By focusing on Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, who gave us grace. That's why we believe in Him, we're baptized into the faith. We keep our eyes focused on the cross. But there's another thing we keep on, another thing that never changes, the love of God that God has for us all. We keep our eyes on the cross and our eyes on the love that God has for us. And now and then, we need to look up during Advent and check where we're going and how we're doing. Dead reckoning our way to a straight path towards God. Make straight the path towards God. Sometimes it's hard, but we're equipped to deal with it. With the power of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit gives us, and things in our life and our faith that does not change, the love that God has for us, and our salvation through Jesus Christ on the cross. So just focus yourself on the cross, the love of God, and make these day-to-day changes through Advent. Stay on your faith, straight and path to life. Or you can take time to grow and pray before God. We need to allow our faith to fan our faith. There are things in our faith that can deal with some of the things that we're struggling with. If you're not a good person who prays well, but don't pray often, but we reflect on God's love, no tools needed, just your memory. The times that God just touched you and you know that God was there. Just reflect on it. Take a moment and think about your life before God. You pick up the scriptures and read. Reflect on those. Think of a family member that you know always walked the walk and talked the talk. Just take this time during Advent and reflect. Think about God. Think of what He's done for you. Stay on the straight and narrow. Find your way. Make straight your path. Find your omelet. Amen.
Amen.